From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. In what members hope was the last Zoom meeting for a while, the club held its monthly business meeting on February 28 with 15 members online. The meeting heard the club's community service role can take on many and varied tasks. Most recently, as floodwaters were rising, the clubhouse was made available to temporarily store fabrics from a local quilting shop. As luck would have it, the shop did not flood, and the clubhouse has been returned to normal use. The shop owners were extremely grateful for the community support shown by the club and its members. The current Ipswich linked repeater system could soon be expanded from 3 to 5. Under the guidance of Station Manager Rob, VK4AB, two additional sites have been earmarked for new repeaters, which will be on 70 centimetres. While still only in the planning stages, the new locations are in the Somerset and Scenic Rim Council areas and will add significantly to the existing coverage of VK4RAI. And once on air, will hopefully encourage new members to the club. We'll have more information in the coming months, with the project timetable currently estimated to be in the range of 6 to 8 months. And from the Ipswich Wison Group, the next event is a joint exercise with Brisbane Wison, and that's the Kuyar Horse Ride on March 19. Operators have been assigned to their various checkpoints. However, due to the uncertainty with weather conditions, this event may be cancelled at short notice. Robert, VK4KHW, will keep in touch with everyone, and if the event is cancelled, you'll be notified immediately. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It's fascinating for we nerdy communications types to watch the way news is gathered and disseminated these days. A lot of us can remember how in times of great urgency and drama, that the first place to go was the local picture theatre. How wonderful it was to see things within a week of happening being projected on a big screen. Then came television, and this was basically the death knell of the newsreel, when items could be watched in the comfort of the family lounge room. The conflict that became the Vietnam War brought an urgency for people to follow how the neighbours and relatives that were involved were faring. From the withdrawal of the French forces, the countries of the Southeast Asian Treaty Organization moved to try and stem the advance of the North Vietnamese forces into the south of the country. Not only were there great numbers of reporters phoning and faxing images back to their editors, but there were the reporters with movie cameras wanting to get their stories back to home stations for inclusion in the nightly news. There was a level of competition to be the first into print, and with needing to send cans of film via air freight, there was no competition. And then came satellites. What brought this to mind is the fact that people are dying in the north of the world, and we get to see the tragedies and speeches in almost real time. The weather events have created much harm, but between broadcast radio, TV and streaming services, we have been alerted with the greatest of speed. The weak links appear to some to be the forecasting imprecision with rapidly varying complex systems. However, I want to return to the international turmoil, which I've been following on a number of services, meaning that I've not stopped at local broadcasting, but have used international services quite a bit. The obvious fact is that no one service has enough resources to cover the country being invaded. Some have multiple crews giving snapshots of activities in isolated areas, and others have a minimal footprint with reporters travelling by magic carpet to as many locations as they can. I've not seen any sign of media being embedded with the Ukrainian forces, and I've not been able to work out whether the one Russian English-speaking reporter that I've seen is working independently of the military. Now, there is no obvious news hub where reports are gathered and shared around, and each network seems to have its own collection of on-call commentators. The result is that it is very hard to gain an overall and coherent picture of what is actually happening. Because of the restrictions that the reporters face, the lack of coordination of reporting and the divergent commentary, it would be a brave soul who can honestly give an opinion which would be unbiased and remain true for any time. Simply because we have a multiplicity of sources does not mean we are getting the full story. The same can be said of the internet and what is published there. We all need our thinking caps on when dealing with a lot of detail. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.